With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling for Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq to resign, calling her a weak, inept leader for allowing anti-Semitic demonstrations on campus.
What we're seeing on these college campuses across the country is disgusting and unacceptable, and we have to, every leader in this country, every political official, every citizen of good conscience has to speak out and say that this is not who we are in America.
Speaker Johnson appeared today on the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, Columbia University has averted another confrontation between students and police, but the situation remains tense. Campus officials say they'll continue talks with pro-Palestinian protesters for another 48 hours. The protesting has spread to campuses across the country. Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump criminal trial taking this Wednesday off. Trial proceedings will resume Thursday in New York City. The Senate has passed legislation that would force TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the social media platform under the threat of a ban, a contentious move by U.S. lawmakers that's expected to face legal challenges. In consumer news, the Department of Transportation cracking down on refunds for significantly delayed flights.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced at a news conference that airlines will be required to provide cash refunds to people who have had their travel or bags significantly delayed or their flights canceled entirely. Normally, airlines decide how long a delay must last before triggering refunds. The Biden administration is removing that wiggle room by defining a significant delay as lasting at least 3 hours for domestic flights and 6 hours for international ones. Hiya Punjwani, Washington.
This is SRN News. The Biden administration makes changes to Title IX.
The landmark 1972 legislation was designed to provide for and protect women's athletics in the nation's schools and universities. But critics say the new rules just announced by the administration, which would expand Title IX to include sexual orientation and gender identity, undermine its original purpose. Those new rules will allow men to compete against women in sports and are almost certain to trigger lawsuits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in Tunisia who organize an annual pilgrimage to one of the world's oldest synagogues are planning a scaled-down event next month. They cite concerns about security less than a year after the deadly shooting there shook their community. The decision to scale down comes more than 6 months after Hamas launched an unprecedented attack on Israel, and anti-Semitism has spiked around the globe. This is SRN News. The Biden administration preparing to announce plans for a new 5-year schedule to lease federal offshore tracts for wind energy production. It calls for up to a dozen offshore energy lease sales beginning this year and continuing through 2028. Three of the anticipated sales would be for Gulf of Mexico tracts. Other sales would be for the Central Atlantic, the Gulf of Maine, Oregon, California, Hawaii, and an area of the Atlantic known as New York Bight. A restoration project underway at George Washington's home.
And archaeologists say they found two perfectly preserved bottles filled with cherries at his Mount Vernon estate. The bottles are made of dark green glass. They were sealed and upright when they were found under a 1770s-era brick floor. The estate said the discovery is part of a privately funded $40 million restoration project.
That's Tayshia Stevens. More details at SRNNews.com.